Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I think the easiest non-reason you could give is that Thursday night football makes no sense.
Right.
No, it really doesn't. And there's a mixed view on if we should even have it. You made the comments earlier about how difficult it would be to play in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen it throughout this season. We don't get the best football on Thursday night, and sometimes we get weird results. And there's no question, based on the results of the first 10 games of this season, or 9 games of this season for the Jets, the Patriots are far better.
Right.
They're far better in every aspect. But football's. And we see it every week. And so that's probably the best evidence you could come up with besides diving into football reasons, because most football reasons would point to the Patriots easily.
Yeah, the only thing that would help you from a Jet standpoint is, wait, who's out? Oh, Butte's out in this game, right? Oh, okay, Austin Hooper's out in this game. So guess we have a little advantage, but then...
Do they? They still have better wide receivers.
Everybody else.
Stephon Diggs is still playing.
I was going to say, everybody else is stepping up and playing great football.
You know what scares me the most in terms of that side of the ball is stopping the run. Because that is an area of this Jet defense that I wonder if they're going to be able to do that tonight. And the Patriots starting to run the football better. We saw it last week against Tampa.
Yeah, but that was mostly a couple of big runs.
Well, a couple of big runs can make a big difference.
No, you're right. Just you got to be technically sound. I mean, he lost a lot of yards in this game, 1 yard runs, negative 4 yard runs, but he popped two, one for 30 something, one for 50 something. So that's how you make a huge. No, the last one was 69 yards.
Nice.
I mean,
and they don't have the guy Vrabel's falling in love with, this Terrell Jennings. Looks like he's not going to play.
Yeah, exactly.
I realize that the kids like to move their hands like they're juggling and start laughing when they hear two numbers connected like 6-7, right?
Yep.
And we, as immature adults, like to just say the word nice when 6-9 is connected. I mean, we're both immature, even if the meanings are very, 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 very different. Bill on Long Island. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Appreciate it.
3 quick comments. Evan, I'm your psychiatrist, and I have to ask you a question.
Yes.
If you think the Jets are going to win tonight, how long have you had these delusions of fantasy?
Well, first of all, did I say the Jets are going to win tonight? I said they would make me proud if they won tonight. I'm answering Aaron Glenn's question. Mm. But as a Jet fan, do I honestly think they're going to win tonight? Do I honestly think they're going to win tonight? Mm.
Kind of.
Really?
So obviously they're covering.
Nah, honestly, I think sometimes with a short week, I have a tough time registering things in my brain. Every part of me as a fan tells me that this will be embarrassing, because that's what happens on primetime to the New York Jets. But it's football, and it's a weird sport, and I want to believe.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. Like, as a fan, you really, really want to believe. And even making this a game. Now, I'm not going to say this tomorrow afternoon. I can promise you this. Jets lose a heartbreaker 27-24. I think I've shown you. I'm not going to come on and say, well, we battled and we kept it close.
Right.
I'm not going to do it.
You're taking the moral victory.
No, I'm not. But I think right now at 2:38 in the afternoon, a couple of hours before kickoff, I can easily say, hey, I would take that. Because it would make me proud. All right, we were in the game. But I know that at 11:15, I'm going to mother bleep everybody if they don't win. So I think that's one of those easy things to say at 2:40.
I cannot believe we're already back at a place here in New York where everything has stayed the same with our locals, and we're already back in the post-Belichick era to, man, can the Jets just make this a game with
the Patriots? I know, it's the Patriots.
It's insane that we're here again.
The last 2 years, it was, we can beat them.
Right.
We should beat them.
And you know what makes it even more insane, Sean? And this is my own issue. When the schedules came out and during the preseason, when we were game planning the football season, I said numerous times, they better beat the Patriots. Because in my mind, coming into the year, the Jets and the Patriots were not separated by that much.
No.
And they truly weren't. And yet, here we are 11 weeks later, and they couldn't be separated by any more.
Right.
And a lot of that is a testament to Mike Vrabel and Drake May and the season he's had. But back in August, this was a game you looked at and said, hey, they better win one of these games or both of these games. And here we are saying, boy, I'd just love to be competitive. It's amazing how much has changed between September to now in regards to the Patriots and the Jets.
Right, but two of their top offensive scorers, playmakers, are out of this game. So maybe it's even.
And guess who's out for the Jets? Their number one playmaker in Garrett Wilson.
That's a good point.
I mean, we can't ignore
that's
that.
That's a great point.
Just ask Rich Cimini. He'll tell you. Let's go to Anthony in Staten Island. What's up, Anthony?
Jets don't have a chance in hell to win tonight. Not a chance. I don't know why. Not to make
it so. Can't really hear you. The only thing I heard was the Jets have no chance to win tonight.
Right.
That was the only words I made out. Let's go to John and Maspeth. What's up, John?
How's it going, fellas?
What's up, John?
So this past weekend, Christian McCaffrey joined an elite club of running backs where they got 7,000 yards on the ground and 5,000 yards receiving.
Yep.
One of them is Marshall Faulk. Other one is a guy who broke Tiki's heart as a kid, Marcus Allen.
Yep.
Obviously, Christian McCaffrey. And the fourth one is, I forgot his name. Tiki, do you know who it is?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Guess what? None of those guys had 1,000 yards of special teams.
Damn right. You tell
okay.
me.
How about that?
So anyways, I just want to point out that, you know, you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. And this is proof why, it's even more proof why you were such a versatile back. And, you know, you played in an era where it was just other running backs that seemed to kind of overshadow you, like Marshall Faulk and Tomlinson mm-hmm. and Bettis and Terrell Davis and Curtis, my favorite Martin, you know, but these riders got to get their you-know-what together and do the right thing.
Well, I think
and hopefully someday
it's gonna
your
take
brother's it. Knocking on your door.
I hope
good
so.
News.
I hope so, John. It's going to take an evolution of the evaluation. That's what it was come down to. It's now for this generation. You're expected to be a receiver and a runner at the same time. You're not going to get nearly as many carries, but you're expected to do it. Back in my era, they discounted it.
A part of what makes John and Maspeth special is his versatility. A year ago, around this time, he was driving past Citi Field, making calls to the radio station and videos, screaming at Juan Soto for leaving the Bronx.
Well, he's not worried about Cody Bellinger going.
That's right.
That's why.
A year later, he's making intellectual phone calls on a Friday about Tiki's Hall of Fame career.
It's Thursday.
What? It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday night football.
Oh, that's right.
It's because it's football day. You feel like it's Friday.
I know. It's so weird. I get so confused about that.
Right.
Thank you, John, for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Tim in Norwalk. Hey, Tim.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Friday Night Lights or Thursday Night Lights? Evan and Tiki, I think it's third time, long time. Really good to talk to you guys. I almost feel like the Jets are in a playoff game tonight. And just like Don Henley, because I know you like your music, and I was thinking of a song to tell you. In a New York minute, anything can change. The Rangers just won 3 games in a row. The Knicks are 7-0 at the Garden, and you got your New York Jets that are going to win tonight, guaranteed. That's maybe like a Chris Childs guarantee. Maybe not. It's not going to be a Mark Messier guarantee, but I think they are wearing those Ninja Turtle uniforms tonight?
I don't know. I haven't seen the uniforms they're wearing, but it is true that in a New York minute, everything can change.
Of course.
And the last 2 wins the Jets have gotten have been used with excuses like, well, the Bengals can't stop a nosebleed, mm-hmm. or the Cleveland Browns are horrible.
Which is also true.
It is true. Oh, I'm not denying it. Right. They've come with qualifications, and those qualifications aren't necessarily untrue. The Bengals can't stop a nosebleed, and the Cleveland Browns are the Browns. Completely true. Now, the Jets still needed to win those football games, and they did, but they've come with qualifications. This is the kind of win that doesn't come with qualifications. Mm-hmm. You go to Foxborough and beat an 8-2 football team. I mean, you could try to create them like, well, it's a Thursday. I don't know. Anything can happen.
Right.
But the reality is,
they were missing three of their best players type of thing.
And the Jets are, too.
Of course.
It's one of those wins.
And they traded two of their best players.
That's right. It's one of those wins that's, it changes everything. Now, what does it change? Not the playoffs, but I think it changes the perception. I think it changes what we say. I think the talk, not just from Jet fans, but non-Jet fans about they need to lose, they have to get a quarterback. I think when you beat the Patriots and win a game like this, if they can pull it off, it goes to a bigger place, which is, wow, I have something.
Yeah, if you win this game, it all of a sudden becomes, it's not about now, it's about next season, and you're just building for the next 7 weeks to get to next season. And how exciting is that going to be, especially with all the draft capital and all of the equity that you build up by beating a team that you're not supposed to beat. So, I mean, that's what's at stake at these games. I don't think the players think of it that way.
No.
They're just going out and trying to execute a game plan, and maybe some of them feel the rivalry, but there's not a lot that have a long history here. But I think, honestly, from a player standpoint, it's we just have to find a way to beat them. From a fan standpoint, it's this means so much more if we do.
There is another thing that happens if they win this game. And I'm so honest about my hypocrisy on this when it comes to analyzing what coaches say after games, whether it was Brian Daboll or Aaron Glenn or Robert Saleh. I will criticize the way and the tone of things that are said, but I always end it by saying, you know what? You just got to win.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.